For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. A Virginia judge rules that a lawsuit over Charlottesville's plans to remove a Confederate statue may go forward. The National Park Service repairs a defaced monument. A decision regarding water quality permits for the pipelines traversing Virginia, and the fate of health care for the Commonwealth's low-income children. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, October 5th. Support for WMRA comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or at brcc.edu. A judge in Virginia says a lawsuit over Charlottesville's plans to remove a Confederate statue should go forward. Yesterday, Judge Richard Moore ruled against the city's request to drop the lawsuit. A group of plaintiffs sued after Charlottesville City Council voted earlier this year to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Among other things, they say doing so would violate a state law that protects memorials for war veterans. The National Park Service is making repairs to a monument depicting Confederate General Stonewall Jackson at Manassas National Battlefield. The Park Service says the vandalism was discovered early yesterday morning, and rangers are investigating the incident. White paint was splashed on the granite base of the monument, and the word "dead" was added in gold spray paint. The Virginia Department of Environmental Quality plans to make its recommendations in December about water quality permits needed for two natural gas pipeline projects to proceed. The department has been evaluating the permits required under the Clean Water Act for the Mountain Valley and Atlantic Coast pipelines. The Mountain Valley pipeline would cross West Virginia and Virginia. The longer Atlantic Coast pipeline would extend into North Carolina. Two meetings of the State Water Control Board have been scheduled in December to address the permits. The department will make its recommendations to the board about additional conditions that should be required of the projects to protect water quality. The board is composed of Virginia citizens appointed by the governor. They may approve, deny, or amend the recommendations. 65,000 low-income children in Virginia could get cut off from their health care if Congress doesn't act soon. The state is already preparing to send out termination notices for coverage. Mallory Nopain reports.
In Virginia, children in poor families have access to everything from doctor's visits and immunizations to diabetes and cancer treatment. It's through a program called FAMIS, an acronym for Family Access to Medical Insurance Security. This weekend, Congress let funding for the program lapse. They pay for almost 90% of it. To make up the shortfall for this year and next, Virginia would have to scrape up almost $190 million.
That's a huge financial hit to Virginia.
Ashley Everett is a policy analyst with Voices for Virginia's Children.
There are budget restraints and there are other, you know, competing budget priorities. It's very likely that there will be a huge number of children and pregnant women who will not have health insurance.
That's if Congress doesn't act immediately. Committees in the House and Senate haven't given up yet. They're expected to release a possible funding bill this week. Virginia's Department of Medical Services says it has funding to last only through January. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
All the buzz this year in the election for House of Delegates has been with the Democrats, eager to capitalize on uneasiness with the president. But as Michael Pope reports, most of the money is with the Republicans.
Republican candidates for the House of Delegates are heading into the final stretch of campaign season with a clear financial advantage, twice as much cash on hand as Democrats. Jeff Skelly at the University of Virginia Center for Politics says that's because they've got a bunch of candidates running for re-election.
Republicans have this big cash on hand edge because they have a bunch of incumbents. Chris Jones comes to mind, Republican who has, I think, like $700,000 in his campaign account. Yeah, that's a ton of money.
That would be Republican delegate Chris Jones of Suffolk, chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says all that money will play a key role in the last few weeks of the election.
You're probably not going to see a lot of these candidates running ads on TV What you're going to see them doing is spending a lot of that money on what we call GOTV, get out the vote activities. And those things are expensive if you do them right and you do them thoroughly. And that's where this cash advantage is really going to help Republicans.
Democrats were able to outraise Republicans in July and August, but that was not enough to overcome the massive advantage all those Republican incumbents were able to bankroll heading into campaign season. I'm Michael Pope.
That wraps up today's WMRA Daily Podcast. I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.